ever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House and the Kremlin confirmed Presidents Trump and Putin talked by phone this morning. Covering Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines reports both leaders talked about ending the war in Ukraine nearly 3 years after Russia's invasion.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Trump and Putin spoke for a full hour and a half by phone. Peskov said the conversation touched on a range of topics, including this week's prisoner swap and the war in Ukraine. Peskov said Trump called for a speedy end to the conflict. Putin, in turn, said he was open to negotiations, but repeated demands any settlement address the true roots of the conflict. In Moscow's eyes, that includes an end to Ukraine's ambitions to join the NATO alliance. The spokesman said Putin also told Trump it was time for the U.S. and Russia to work together, even extending an invitation to visit Moscow. Charles Maines, NPR News.
Russia released American detainee Mark Fogel, who arrived in the U.S. last night and met with President Trump. And today, U.S. Special Envoy Adam Boehler said Russian ally Belarus released three more detainees.
One is a U.S. citizen that wants to remain private at this point, so we'll respect that.
Boehler speaking to C-SPAN. The U.S. Senate has confirmed former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard to lead the intelligence community. Mitch McConnell was the only Republican senator to vote against Gabbard. Here's NPR's Jenna McLaughlin.
Tulsi Gabbard, the former lawmaker who ran for president as a Democrat in 2020, joins President Trump's cabinet as the Director of National Intelligence. Gabbard earned broad support from Republicans in the Senate. That happened despite initial skepticism over her lack of experience with intelligence. She also fought back against concerns about her past statements about autocratic leaders such as Syria's ousted President Bashar al-Assad and Russian President Vladimir Putin. She deflected questions about her past defense of Edward Snowden, who leaked NSA secrets in 2013. Gabbard, the 43-year-old U.S. Army reservist, will be responsible for leading 18 intelligence agencies and managing billions of dollars in budget. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
U.S. consumer prices in January were higher than expected. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the latest inflation data from the Labor Department.
Forecasters had expected to see some moderation in price hikes last month, but inflation remains stubbornly high. Consumer prices in January were up 3% from a year ago. Prices rose by 0.5% between December and January alone. Egg prices jumped more than 15% last month after avian flu forced egg farmers to cull millions of laying hens in December. Overall, grocery prices were up by 0.5%. Stripping out food and energy prices, which bounce around a lot, core inflation was also higher than forecasters had expected. Given the sticky price hikes, the Federal Reserve is expected to take its time before making any additional cuts to interest rates. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow closed down 225 points to end the day at 44,368. This is NPR News. Sea turtles can migrate thousands of miles to lay eggs on the beaches where they hatch themselves, but exactly how they manage this feat of navigation has been a mystery. NPR's Jonathan Lambert reports on new insight published in the journal Nature.
Sea turtles can sense the Earth's magnetic field, and scientists suspect that they make magnetic maps in their brains to navigate. But to use such a map, turtles would need to be able to learn the unique magnetic signature of a specific place, something scientists have struggled to demonstrate. To show this, a research team exposed turtles to two magnetic fields mimicking specific locations, but only fed them in one. Then, researchers exposed the turtles to each magnetic field without food. Captive sea turtles perform a dance when they get food, and the researchers found that turtles danced more often in response to the magnetic field where they were fed. This shows that the turtles had indeed learned that specific magnetic spot on the map. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
There can be only one top dog, and this year it's Monty.
For Best in Show at the 149th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, I choose the giant schnauzer.
Oh, the crowd at New York's Madison Square Garden went wild last night. The black giant schnauzer named Monty looked up at his handler, Katie Bernardin. His big eyes were fixed on his human as she leaned toward him and choked back tears, apparently still processing that her beloved Monty triumphed over six other finalists and more than 2,500 rivals overall to be crowned Best in Show. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Procter & Gamble, maker of Nervive. Nervive Nerve Relief is designed to reduce occasional nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort in hands or feet due to aging. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, north winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, east winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 9 feet. And Thursday, west winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, east winds 15 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. And Thursday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today, east winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 3 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy, scattered rain showers in the morning, then scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-30s. Southeast winds 15 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Lows in the upper 20s to upper 30s. Variable winds 10 miles an hour. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with isolated snow and rain showers. Highs in the 30s to 40s. Northwest winds 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 2:51 a.m. at 6 feet 8 inches. A low at 8:13 a.m. at 2 feet 9 inches, a high at 2:02 at 7 feet 11 inches, and a low tonight at 8:49, a minus tide of 8 inches. Your sun rose at 9:10 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:42, giving us 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, we'll play a few of the hottest bands in the 80s. Start with Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Paradise City after that, and then Sweet Child of Mine.
We'll be right back. on heaven's down wall. Hey, 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 yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. 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 Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Bit of Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses. Now we have Van Halen's going to be with us with Feel Your Love Tonight, then Unchained. And I'll put another one in there. I'm not sure what yet. No, we got Beautiful Girls. There it is. It popped up on me. Beautiful Girls is first, and Feel Your Love Tonight, after that, Unchained. All my Van Halen.
Smoking and drinking on ringside, on top of the world, oh yeah. She had a drink in her hand, she had her toes in the sand, oh, whoa, what a beautiful girl. I got a maid in the shade, and all I need is the woman.
Understand? For the sweet talking honey with a little bit of money, she turned your head around.
A creature from the sea with the looks to me like she liked to fool around.
Oh,
U2's next with us. They're going to do Bullet in the Sky, after that With or Without You, and then Two Hearts Beat as One.
Saxophone. through the walls, you hear the city groan. Outside, it's America. Outside, it's America.
Yeah.
have some Bon Jovi take us to the top of the hour. With a shot through the heart. After that, Never Say Goodbye. It's an acoustical version of that. We'll probably run out of time through that.
Shot through the heart, it's all part of the game that we call love. Would you be content to see me crying after those little games you put me through? After all I've done for you, you're tell the truth. Then somebody somewhere say you're gonna take a fall. I gave you everything, now here's the curtain call. And I'm shot through the heart as I lay there alone in the dark. Through the heart, it's all part of the game that we call love. Say you're sorry. I just don't know who you're talking to.
Never say goodbye.
I sit in this walking room the night's about to end. I pass my time with strangers, but this bottle's my only friend. Remember when we used to part from Butler Street out in the dark? Remember when we lost the keys? You lost more than out of my backseat. Remember how we used to talk about busting out and breaking hearts together forever. About busting out and break their hearts together.